The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A big win for the San Jose Sharks. Their fourth straight victory at SAP Center at San Jose. It is the Sharks 4 and the Toronto Maple Leafs 1. Tonight's attendance, 15,180 at the Shark Tank. And it's an opportunity for us to tell you how this great victory happened. In the first period, the San Jose Sharks outshot Toronto 10-6. There was some back-and-forth play, but the one thing the Sharks wanted to do was get off to a good start, primarily because they played last night in that emotional game against Anaheim while the Maple Leafs were fully rested. And you can forget about the standings whenever these teams are playing or what the playoff hopes for each club are. It didn't matter to the Sharks. They wanted to get off to a good start and so that they weren't chasing the game. They made Toronto chase it a bit, and at 3:27 of the first period, it would be the fourth line that would come through, really big for San Jose, as Zach Ostapchuk picked up his fourth goal of the year. Moving in, the Sharks have a chance. They score! Zach Ostapchuk took the faceoff up the right wing side of the ice, and that would look like an easy save for Anthony Stolarz, coming down the right wing side, a long wrist shot by Ostapchuk, and it goes in. And the San Jose Sharks take the 1-0 lead, and the fourth line provides the offense. Nice goal by Ostapchuk, his fourth of the season, first goal in 26 games. His most recent one was on the road in Washington in mid-January. And he had a couple of other chances, too. This one, assist going to Barkley Goodrow and Dmitry Orlov, who after the faceoff was won, they poked it up the boards, but the pass to the right side ended up on Zach Stick. And he made it 1-0 San Jose with his fourth goal of the year at 3:27. Anthony Stolarz came up with some big saves on one side of the ice and Alex Nedeljkovic on the other throughout the contest. Zach Ostapchuk had a breakaway opportunity with 7:42 left in the first period. Pressure by the Leafs here. McCabe, rink-wide toss. Knocked away by Gaudette. Late pass, breakaway for Ostapchuk. He's in by himself. He gets the backhand away. And that's a terrific save by goaltender Stolarz with 7:42 to go in this first period. Really good stop there by Stolarz to keep the score 1-0 San Jose. And on the other side of the ice, Simon Benoit had this big chance late in the first, but it stayed 1-0 because of Alex Nedeljkovic. Maple Leafs move back into the Sharks' end. And now it's Tavares to the slot. Benoit, the shot, glove save made by Nedeljkovic with a flourish. And he hangs onto it with 3:09 to go. That was a really nice stop on Simon Benoit, who at times in this game bubbled to the surface with noticeable plays for Toronto on defense, especially after Oliver Ekman-Larsson left the game at the end of the first, beginning of the second, with only one shift early in period number two. He would not return because of an injury. In the waning minutes of the first period, the Sharks found a little bit more momentum, and the line combination of Michael Misa, Tyler Toffoli, and Colin Graf were looking to provide some offense, and provide it, they did. Off the draw, little bump there on the far side of the ice. Nick Robertson, good job there against Orlov, knocking it free on the boards, but the Maple Leafs can't control it. A little back pass now, score! The Maple Leafs lost the puck, and it dropped back to Colin Graf, courtesy of a brilliant bit of vision by Michael Misa. And Colin Graf makes it 2-0 Sharks with 2:17 to play in the first. Goal number 20 for Colin Graf's season. That proved to be the game-winning goal. Michael Misa with that brilliant behind, eyes behind his back of his head kind of a pass from behind right to the tape of Colin Graf. He wasted no time to bang it in. Tyler Toffoli started that play, really. After Orlov was fighting Robertson for the puck, the play came out to the middle of the ice, and Toffoli just checked it away from defenseman Jake McCabe. And that's how Misa got the puck on his stick so quickly. And so Toffoli would pick up the second assist with Misa the primary on Colin Graf's 20th of the year at 17:43 of the first. It ended with the Sharks in front by the score of 2-0. Well, San Jose wanted to keep going with a good start in the second period, and they would do that as William Eklund scored a pretty goal and a big goal for San Jose. Now Sherwood near side wins a battle with Benoit, and here comes the Shark attack. Wenberg up the middle, feeds on the right across the line. It's Eklund to Canling, shooting, it's just wide, rebound inboard, score! William Eklund on the side of the net looks like he's going to get credit for that goal. Kiefer Sherwood got a stick in there too after Eklund's first chance bounced off the end board, and that is a gigantic goal for William Eklund. That was a great goal by William Eklund. Kiefer Sherwood right there providing some interference. Alex Wenberg and Kiefer Sherwood assisted on Eklund's 13th goal of the season. It was Eklund's first goal at SAP Center in front of the crowd here at the Tank since November. All of his goals since then have come on the road. And, of course, the most recent one, only one goal in the previous 30 games. It was one of the goals of the year in the NHL, that great second effort in Boston to give everybody attention on the man who wears number 72 for the Sharks. Eklund, a great game all the way through, even if he didn't do anything else. But, obviously, he would have a big block later in the third period that he really took on the side of the ankle that helped save a goal against to keep the Sharks on the victorious side. At this point, San Jose led 3-0, Eklund's 13th, from Wenberg and Sherwood at 1:42 of the second period. But the Maple Leafs started to gain some momentum there, and you could say that the back-to-back situation, with Toronto being more rested, started to figure in a little bit. Michael Misa took a penalty that was somewhat questionable from our viewpoint up in the broadcast booth for interference at 5:35 of the period. That put the Maple Leafs on the power play, and Toronto would get on the board for their only time tonight. 2-on-1 developing shorthanded. Goodrow moving in, trying to spin it across the ice. That is a diving desperation move by Riley to block that pass that was intended on the right for Zach Ostapchuk. Instead, the Maple Leafs come back the other way. Their power play is on the ice. Nyes is in front of the Sharks net. Nylander reaching for the puck. Ferraro worked it free. Poke forward. Hustle two by Goodrow. He's out of the zone with Wenberg. 2-on-1 developing. Here comes Wenberg moving in. Throwing it to Goodrow. Shoots. Great save by Stolarz on the shorthanded scoring chance by Barkley Goodrow. And back the other way come the Leafs. Into the zone. Toss on the left. Shot. Score. Tavares on the left wing side. Gets it by the Sharks' Nedeljkovic. Right after the Sharks had a 2-on-1 break. And Stolarz with that brilliant save against Barkley Goodrow kept it 3-0. Tavares makes it 3-1 with a power play tally. Boy, that was a lot of things happening in a little bit under a minute, but we'd like to show you all of it because the Sharks had those two great shorthanded scoring chances just before John Tavares scored his 29th of the season, assisted by Easton Cowan and William Nylander. That was the 523rd career goal for John Tavares, moving him into sole possession of 40th all-time in NHL history. He had been tied with Pat Verbeek, the current general manager of the Anaheim Ducks, who scored 522 in his storied career. Next on the list, number 39, is Hall of Famer Brian Trottier, who has 524 goals, just one ahead of where John Tavares is right now. So, 3-1 at that point. The second period came to a close. The Maple Leafs were doing some of the same things that Anaheim did by having more puck control and making it hard for the Sharks to get offensive scoring chances. They were trying to do the same thing with the Macklin-Celebrini line, and the same strategy looked like it prevailed a bit a couple of times, keeping the play inside the Sharks' end when Macklin and his guys were on the ice. But you know Macklin-Celebrini, he's going to get loose and get some chances. Meanwhile, in the third period, the Maple Leafs ended up outshooting the Sharks 8-7, and they put a real push on to get close and get within one. Alex Nedeljkovic, though, would be there for the Sharks. There was a breakaway opportunity with 16:59 left. It's flipped through Orloff. It's a breakaway for Nyes, shorthanded. He's in. He backhands, and the save made. And the rebound is poked to the slot, knocked aside by Toffoli, and the shot at the right point is stopped by goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic. That was off of Philippe Myers. A really good scoring chance three times for Toronto, and a really good block by the Sharks there just before that shot got to Big Ned. So, there we were. A couple of chances there for the Maple Leafs. Nyes the opportunity, but Nedeljkovic was there, and also Myers right after that. And then, in the third period, with about 12 minutes to go, a big glove stop by Nedeljkovic off of Nick Robertson. Robertson tosses cross ice. Now McCabe goes back to Robertson. He moves in. Backhand chance. A great save by goaltender Nedeljkovic with 12:22 to play in the third. Robertson got loose against Eklund there on the return pass. And what a save by Nedeljkovic. What a job by Alex Nedeljkovic to keep the score 3-1 with those two big saves. And now, it came down to pulling goaltender Stolarz for Toronto, getting the extra attacker on, and trying to reverse what the Sharks did to the Maple Leafs on the road in Toronto late in the third period, and what they also did to Anaheim last night. But it wouldn't go that way. The Sharks held serve, and it finally came out for an empty net opportunity for Adam Gaudette to finish things off. McCabe throws toward the net, deflected, save. Joshua behind the goal, feeds far side, Grew, cross ice, Yarncroke was there, but the puck just deflected away. Can the Sharks get it out? Great job, it's poked forward, it's an empty net for Gaudette. He walks in, he scores! A big empty net goal for Adam Gaudette of the San Jose Sharks, his 17th goal of the season. The Sharks 4, the Maple Leafs 1. We've only got 56.9 seconds to go in the third. Wow. Adam Gaudette getting his 17th goal of the season. And what an effort for William Eklund to get the puck to him after Zach Ostapchuk cleared it out on the right wing boards. Eklund was falling down to the ice and he got the feed to the middle. Adam Gaudette by himself just skated in and dumped it very calmly into the open goal to finish things off. Time of the goal, 19:03 of the third. Gaudette 17th from Eklund and Zach Ostapchuk. And so the final score was the Sharks 4 and the Maple Leafs 1. Shots on goal for the game, 25 for San Jose, 19 for Toronto. The Sharks have swept the Maple Leafs this season with the overtime win on the road in Toronto earlier and the victory tonight. And here is another interesting fact. If you are an original Six fan, this is the first season in San Jose Sharks history that the Sharks swept the Rangers, the Maple Leafs, and the Bruins in the same season. In this game, you have to have goaltending. Last night, Yaroslav Askarov made some huge saves, especially early, and was solid for the game, getting the Sharks to win against Anaheim. And tonight, in the back-to-back situation, with the Maple Leafs rested, Alex Nedeljkovic came up Hughes on a number of plays, including a breakaway stop on Matthew Nyes, another big save in the third period on Nick Robertson. And right now, with a 4-1 victory in his pocket, Alex Nedeljkovic is here to chat about it on Sharks Extra with our good friend Scott Hannett.
Hey, Alex, great game here tonight. And I thought a key to this game tonight was jumping on the Toronto Maple Leafs early. Tell us a little bit how important that is in that first period.
Yeah, you know, we knew, you know, they wanted to play fast. They wanted to play with some speed. And we wanted to do the same thing, play fast, play with speed, play with the puck, and really kind of take it to them and not let them get going and get in the flow. And I thought we were able to establish our identity and our game pretty early on there. And, Chucky gets rewarded with a great shot and a goal there a couple minutes in. And I think it really set the tone for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, and, you know, talk a little bit about William Eklund here. I thought he had a great game. Nice to see him get that goal there. But I think one of the biggest plays was that block shot at the end where he took that one, looked off the inside of the ankle. Tell how important he is to this team.
Yeah, no, he's huge, especially... You know, you know what he can do with the puck. You know the plays that he can make. You've seen how special it can be. But it's, I think, the other end of the ice in our own end that's kind of really starting to come on here as of late, and he's been very responsible. He's a guy that you can put out in any situation, 5-on-5, shorthanded, 6-on-5, you know, and it showed there. He's willing to put his body on the line to block those pucks.
Yeah, and you guys are really getting contributions from everybody. The other night it was the penalty kill, I thought, in the first period that was key. The fourth line has been amazing. Tell you, you know, and then Mac, obviously, with some late-game heroics, but you seem to be finding ways to win in multiple different ways. And coming down the stretch here, how important is that?
Yeah, it's huge. You have to be able to do it different ways. And I think, you know, these last couple of games, you know, we've been able to grind it out. And obviously we got some go-ahead goals pretty late there. And tonight, a little different. You know, we get on them early and, you know, we don't look back. It's 3 minutes in and we take the lead and we just keep going. We kept pressing there. And even when they started pushing back there and, you know they're going to get their looks. They're a good team. They got some high-end skill up front. You know, even after they got a couple looks, we stuck with it. We rebounded and, you know, we didn't let it, you know, one turn to two, turn to three, you know, we didn't let it snowball really. So we did a good job of kind of killing some momentum and keeping it simple and giving ourselves a chance to just, you know, live to fight another day.
Yeah, and with that win tonight, you guys got your 20th home win here, and you could feel this in the crowd. They were behind you 100% from puck drop. Tell you how important it is for the fans to feel it in this room.
It's huge. You know, the support that they give you every single night, it's such a difference maker when you've got, you know, how many, 18, 20,000 people in the stands cheering for you, as opposed to, you know, 10,000, you know, when you're not winning, right? So it's massive. Their support goes a long way, and it really is a home ice advantage, you know, when you can have that many people on your side and just screaming and cheering the whole night.
You know, looking ahead here to Nashville on Saturday night, we know how big of a game that is, and they got guys like Forsberg, Stamkos, Josi on the back end. Anything you guys look to change here from tonight to when you enter into here on Saturday?
Oh, I mean, I think if we play like we did tonight, we play like we did the last two games, these last couple of games here, and even in St. Louis and the second and third periods, like in Nashville, you know, I think we can, obviously we can handle them, and we can take and hang with them and put out a much better effort. So, you know, I think that's going to be, obviously, the main goal is to get on them quick again like we did tonight, and just not give them any room to breathe out there, and you know, hopefully we can get a better result from that.
Well, Alex, fantastic effort here tonight. Go enjoy it in the dressing room there with the boys.
Thank you.
The Sharks' record now is upped to 36-31-7, 20th victory of the season at home, first time since 2019 that they have accomplished that fact. And the Maple Leafs fall back in a regulation loss to 32-31-13. They've got 77 points on the year. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.